Yeah. Pharisee, judging me, judging me. What's the secret? Supertony, yeah. Who's watching over your secret while you sleep on $100 sheets? Listen, yeah. You're up there and you're always telling me that I gotta do X, Y, and Z, or I can't be a part of God's family. But who are you to judge? Just let me be. Gotta do this and that, I just can't keep track. Yeah. What's gonna happen when Jesus comes back?
I'm the serpent in the garden, you're the snake in the pulpit. Say the Bible has the answers, but I need you to interpret.
You see the televangelist splurging a check for two jets. Say you're better cause you ain't got one yet. But nah, dawg, that's just your competition. It's all about the Benjamins, he's interfering in your mission to collect your 10% commission. You worry about the money like it's part of the tradition. Don't you have a nice caddy sitting in the parking lot, living better than half the congregation? But what do I got? Pharisee, judging me. What's the secret to eternity? Who's watching over your sheet while you sleep on $100 sheets? How many commandments do you keep? Do you believe that money will set you free? Is that why you need to take it from me? Or are you saving me from my own greed? And if the Pharisaical robe fits, then you should wear it. Maybe put on some sackcloth and tear it. Beg for God's forgiveness for harming his children, and pray every day you won't make more victims. But you're at the top prideful, pointing your fingers while the taste of the communion wafer still lingers, saying it's my job to go out and convert, while yours is to sit back and hide inside of the church. I don't need these four walls to gain salvation. You try to hold them in, it's gotta come from within. To be free from sin, it's how the lesson begins. Jesus Christ did the same praying in the garden. He also did it on the cross, didn't matter the cost. When it looked like hope was lost, he set us free from the laws. He died for our sins, we should pray hard with our hearts. But can you tell me who died and made you the boss? Pharisee, judging me. What's the secret to eternity? Who's watching over your sheep while you sleep on $100 sheets? How many commandments do you keep? Do you believe that money will set you free? Is that why you need to take it from me? Or are you saving me from my own greed? You say you don't preach enough about money, but I hear you talk about it each and every Sunday. Just because you don't make it the whole sermon doesn't mean you're not trying to manipulate and work it. Then you pull up an Old Testament verse about how the people in those times were cursed, trying to say that's us if we don't tithe. But I've been saved, so you can take that up with Christ. If someone disagrees, you say evil must be in the midst. Yeah, that's truth, but it's coming just from the pulpit. Only thing holy about you is holding the Bible. But please, can you tell me where is the revival? You swear by the gold inside of the temple, telling me that freedom can't be that simple. You never preach about or say to your father, your house of lies will crumble and your evil will be halted. Pharisee, judging me. What's the secret to eternity? Who's watching over your sheep while you sleep on $100 sheets? How many commandments do you keep? Do you believe that money will set you free? Is that why you need to take it from me? Or are you saving me from my own greed?